In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, on the feast of the Epiphany, the Church celebrates three mysteries. The first one is the adoration that the wise men paid to Christ the Lord. The second mystery is the baptism of the Lord in the Jordan. And the third mystery that we celebrate is the miracle that our Lord worked when he changed water into wine in Cana of Galilee. The word Epiphany means manifestation. So on the Feast of the Epiphany, we celebrate these three great manifestations of Christ. The gospel for the feast itself is that of the visit of the Magi. The gospel for the octave day is that of the baptism of the Lord. And today, the Sunday after the octave, we have the gospel of the miracle that took place in that wedding in Cana of Galilee. Concerning this miracle, the Holy Scripture says that it was the first sign, the first miracle of our Lord. Not in the sense that our Lord didn't have the power to perform miracles before that one. He was God Almighty and could have performed the miracles at any time. But we learned that he didn't do that. During the 30 years that preceded his public life, our Lord Jesus Christ lived pretty much as an ordinary man, with Mary and Joseph in Nazareth. Mary and Joseph knew the secret of his divinity. But it was a secret which had not yet been revealed to all. When our Lord was working as a carpenter, we should not think that he used his divine power to make things easier or faster for himself. No. But he worked with his hands like any one of us, simply and humbly. The scripture says that he became in all things like us, except sin. So yes, he was God Almighty, but he lived like a humble man. But when our Lord was about 30 years of age, it came the time for him to start his public ministry. It came the time for him to manifest himself. St. John the Baptist was baptizing in the Jordan. And St. John said that he came baptizing so that the Messiah would be manifested to Israel. And one day, indeed, Christ came to the waters of the Jordan to be baptized by John. Not that our Lord needed a purification, he who is purity itself. He came not to be purified, but to purify. In fact, when the flesh of Christ touched the water, we can say that the water was the one that was baptized, purified, and received the power to cleanse us from all sin in the sacrament of baptism. And when the Lord came out of the water, heaven opened itself, and the Holy Ghost came down upon him in the form of a dove. And from heaven, there came the voice of God the Father saying, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." So here we have the witness of St. John the Baptist, who saw everything and attested that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. But above the testimony of the Baptist, we have the witness of God Himself, who gave testimony of His Son. So the baptism of the Lord is this great manifestation, this epiphany, when God the Father Himself manifested Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world. And this was the official start of the public ministry of Christ. And we read that immediately after His baptism, our Lord was led by the Holy Ghost into the desert, where He went to fast for 40 days and 40 nights before the actual beginning of His ministry. After His baptism in the Jordan and His fast in the desert, then we find our Lord in Cana of Galilee at the very start of His public life. And that's where we are in the gospel for today, at the very start of our Lord's public ministry. So we read in the gospel for today that there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus was invited as well with His disciples. And at the wedding feast, the wine came to lack. They had no more wine. Now the mother of Jesus knew who her son was and the power he had. She knew he could help. So she came to the Lord and told Him, "They have no wine." What was she doing? She was implicitly asking for the miracle. What an interesting fact. She had never asked for such a thing during 30 years. But at that moment, she does. She asks for it. Why? Because Mary knew that it was the appointed time for Him to be manifested. So on one side, she acted out of charity towards those at the wedding. But at the same time, the Virgin also acted in a prophetic way. Somehow she knew that it was the time for the signs. It was the time for the miracles to start. It was the time. But the Lord told His mother, "My hour is not yet come." Mysterious words of the Lord, they seem to us like a rebuke. But we see that it was not the case. Because right after those words, Mary simply told the servants, "Do whatever He tells you." And Christ performed the miracle. He performed His first miracle, changing water into wine. He manifested His power, His glory, and His disciples believed in Him. So the miracle at the wedding in Cana of Galilee is another great manifestation, another epiphany of the Lord. But let us be attentive to a very important detail. The Lord performed this miracle because of the request of his mother. So if in the baptism of the Lord, we see God the Father giving testimony of his Son, at the wedding in Cana of Galilee, it is the Virgin Mary who gives testimony of Christ, who presents him as a Savior of the world, the one who came to bring the wine of grace to our souls. So, my brethren, as we reflect today upon this miracle, I would like to call your attention to three things. First of all, the power of our Lord, who is God Almighty. So, the power of our Lord. But the second thing is the power of the intercession of Our Lady. Our Lord always grants her wishes. He always grants what she asks for. And that's why the rosary is so powerful. Because in the rosary we pray to her, and she prays to Christ for us. And the third thing to reflect upon is that our Lord would not have done that miracle. The intercession of Our Lady would not have worked in the same way if the servants had not done their part. Let us recall the words of Our Lady to the servants. Do whatever he tells you. And they filled those jars with water. And then our Lord performed the miracle. It was because they obeyed the Lord that they saw the miracle. If they had not obeyed, the miracle would not have happened. So it should teach us that in our lives, we needed to obey the Lord. We needed to follow the commandments. We needed to do whatever he tells us if we want to see miracles. If we are disobedient to the voice of Christ, how can we expect to receive what we ask for? But we need to start by changing our life. So the words to take with you today are the words of our Blessed Mother. Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you. It means try your best. And I mean your best, really, to follow Christ in his teachings. Do whatever he tells you. Give him the waters of your prayers, the waters of your daily efforts, the waters of your sacrifices to follow his law. And in exchange, he will give you the wine of everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.